Proclamation number 3561 of 28th of September, 1945. Faith in the work of redemption. Through my death on the cross, humanity has been redeemed from eternal death. All people can become blissfully happy. They can live in eternity if they accept my gift of grace, if they profess me in my act of salvation as long as they stay on earth. And all people could therefore have a strong will at their disposal to release themselves from my adversary. For this strengthened will is my gift. I acquired it through my blood and can now impart it to all who approach me for it, who believe in me and present their weakness of will to me with the request for my help and grace. I offer people a gift of inestimable value, the acceptance of which secures them eternal life, a release from a power which deprives them of all bliss. I offer them a gift which remedies their lack of strength, which makes them able to reach a degree of maturity on earth already which allows them to enter the kingdom of light. And people carelessly pass by this gift. They don't acknowledge me. They don't believe in my redemption from the bonds of death and therefore remain in a state of weakened will which makes all ascent development impossible for them. People are blind in spirit and don't want to become sighted. The soul's hardship is great, for their weakness of will drives them towards the abyss. They don't grasp my saving hand. They shun my light which would illuminate their spiritual state and let them recognize the danger therein. They cannot be helped in any way as long as they reject me myself, as long as they have no faith in me and my act of salvation. The significance of the act of salvation cannot be made comprehensible to them, for their power of realization is also weakened by my adversary's influence. And thus a treasure of grace remains completely unused which could bring unimagined blessings if only it were lifted up. And countless souls enter the kingdom of the beyond unredeemed and have to struggle for their redemption there in dreadful torments, in a state of complete weakness and darkness. For these my blood has flowed in vain. They keep away from my cross and do not recognize my great love which applies to their soul's distress. For them Jesus Christ is only a human being whom they don't desire to follow, and since they don't acknowledge me as Redeemer of the world who, through love, had completely become one as a human being with the eternal love which therefore sheltered itself in the external form of a human being in order to come to their aid, my help cannot take effect on them, and thus they continue to remain under the control of the one who holds their will captive because they are in bondage to him and don't take refuge with the stronger one who can release them from this control. They cannot be redeemed because they don't want to let themselves be redeemed, because they don't make use of the grace of the act of salvation. I certainly strengthen the weakened will, but I do not force the human being's free will, and thus they prepare their own fate on earth and also in eternity, for without faith in me and my act of salvation no one can become blessed. Amen.